Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, research for our next century in celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today's guest is a professor from the Department of Biological Sciences, Renato Aguilera. So, Renato Aguilera, welcome to 100 at 100.
Well, thank you for the invitation to join you. I'd like to start by saying that I was a former UTEP student, got my bachelor's and my master's degree here at this great university. And the reason why I'm a scientist is because I had a great mentor. His name was Epi Rael. He ended up being a chair of the department and is now retired. And so I became a scientist based on a great mentor who instilled in me a love in science. And I started in the field of immunology, working with rattlesnake venom enzymes, and eventually ended up working with enzymes in the immune system. In particular, I became an expert on DNases, in particular DNase 2, which is an enzyme essential for DNA degradation after one cell eats another cell. And in the absence of this enzyme, animals die because they don't have the ability to degrade DNA. And your immune system basically becomes very deficient. And in recent years, I moved my research since moving to UTEP. I was a professor at UCLA for 14 years and became a professor here in 2002 and changed the focus of my research more into the health condition, in particular cancer. We've been working on looking for enzymes involved in killing cancer cells, and in particular, we're trying to find enzymes that specifically kill specific types of cancer. We recently found some compounds from a library that we derived from Canada, obtained from Canada, and this particular library has potent anti-lymphoma activities, and we submitted a grant to NIH, and we recently got funded in 2013 for until 2017 to continue the work on this anti-lymphoma compounds, and this is looking very interesting.
Do you actually collaborate with any local medical facilities?
I am very glad you asked me that, because actually one of the former students of that mentor that I had, Hector Cepeda, who works here, is a one of the leading pathologists in El Paso, has the Solaris Pathology Clinical Facility near Del Sol. And he has been collaborating with us to obtain tissue samples from cancer patients. In particular, we're interested in Hispanic cancer samples because we want to establish Hispanic cancer cell lines. Then we can test with our anti-cancer compounds.
And so that's an interesting point. There is then a specific focus on thinking that there's something special about Hispanics with certain types of cancers, and that's what you're investigating.
Right. It's now called health disparities. And there's a lot of research being done in the area of health disparities.
Renato Aguilera, professor of biological science, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for listening to 100 at 100, research for our next century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell.